Hello. Open your Bibles, please, to Acts chapter 16. We're going to talk a little bit about the Great Delusion. Everywhere, there's a lot of shaking going on. But the one thing that doesn't change is the Bible. And a lot of the things that we're hearing, we don't know what's truth. Really, unless our news sources, who knows what the truth is in a lot of these situations that are really going on. But God has told us there's going to be a great delusion. And so in the midst of these shakings, we pray that God would give us the truth and keep our eyes open, that we will not be deceived because we're in spiritual warfare. And we're in a warfare of truth, of information, and we know that. And we haven't been taught it correctly in our churches. We were taught something totally different. So a lot of people are freaking out right now because their pastors didn't tell them truth. And they're facing situations, and their mind hasn't been prepared to gird up their loins and prepare for misinformation, disinformation, conflict, deception. A lot of the people they followed have been lying to them, and now they're shaken over that. And we've been trying to warn for 4 years at least, take heed that you don't listen to a certain man, because men can deceive us. And I want to talk a little bit about controlled opposition. This is kind of a new one for me, so need a little grace. But here in Acts chapter 16, we're going to start. And it came to pass, as we went to prayer, isn't that something? As you go to pray, the devil doesn't like it when you pray. A little warfare. A certain damsel, possessed with a spirit of divination, met us, which brought her masters much gain by soothsaying. So what does that mean? She predicts the future. Today we'd say they're prophets. Yeah. The same followed, in that word Greek there, to accompany very closely. So soothsaying is divination. She speaks by disguising as a prophet. Most would have put her in the prophetic team today. They would have put her as a true prophet, honestly. The same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, "These men are the servants of the Most High God." I want you to notice this is true. Because this spirit spoke truth, many people believed her. But where's the discernment? Here we're going to see there's a shift. Even though some things are said that are true, doesn't mean there's a right spirit behind it. So what are they doing? "These men are the servants of the Most High God, which show us the way of salvation. And this did she many days. But Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit, 'I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her.' And he came out the same hour. And when her masters," notice that word masters, saw that the hope of their gains was gone. It's all about the money, isn't it? Follow the money trail. "They caught Paul and Silas and drew them into the marketplace unto the rulers." They got attacked and presented to the rulers. And they saying, verse 20, "They're exceedingly troubling our city." Why? Because they got shook. Because now they don't have a means to make money. Now all of a sudden something else happens. The persecution happens. Verse 21, "They teach customs which are not lawful for us to receive." They go, this is really a blah, blah, blah. Okay? And verse 22, "And the multitude rose up together against them." It's amazing when somebody says something and the multitude just says, they're all right there to clap, aren't they? We're seeing the same things today. "And the magistrates rent off their clothes and commanded to beat them. And when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison." Now they did. They got persecuted and they went to prison, but guess what? The prison shook and they got out, right? There was a miracle that happened. But the part I want you to see is the girl's words were true. Paul didn't judge her by what she said, but discerned the false spirit that controlled her. Now we're in a great delusion. And what is a delusion? It's an unshakable belief in something that's untrue. Many people are in a delusion today. We talked about gaslighting and how their reality is being changed. They're being told one thing, but the reality, so now they're confused. The delusion, what is it? It's truth that conflicts with reality. Truth that they so-called say is truth, and it conflicts reality. So that's why I wanted to put this in under the gaslighting messages, because what we're being told is a lie in many, many realms that we're living in. There are two kingdoms. There's the kingdom of God and the kingdom of Satan. And these two camps cannot merge. They cannot evolve, or they cannot unite.
Amen.
Satan's strategy for infiltrating the church is a religious Trojan horse. And I have series on that. Go back to some of those, because now some of you are awakening to see, wow, I have been deceived. There are false prophets among us. There are people telling us this and that, and it hasn't come to pass. A religious Trojan horse, what is it? It's another gospel, and it's another Jesus. The Trojan horse, what was that? Some of you remember, it was a huge hollow wooden horse. The Greeks, pretending to be defeated, left the Trojans that horse, and it was taken inside the city gates, and they slipped out. The Greek warriors emerged from it and opened the gates to let the Greek army in. So what happened? They were defeated from within. Deception that led to the fall of the city of Troy. It was deception. And we have to always beware. The end times, what's the issues going to be? Deception. Satan has two avenues of attack. Infiltration, attacking the church from within. Another gospel, saying it's the gospel. Now we have a social gospel. We have an emergent church. All these different things are attacking the church from within. Another Jesus. They make up a Jesus that lets them do whatever they want. We're going to kind of go through some of that later. So he attacks within, infiltration, and the second is without persecution. He attacks it in Acts 20. We can read on there, 20, 28 through 31. We see that the persecution for preaching the word. And why do we think it's any different today? Because we've been in these big, huge churches where there hasn't been any persecution. So we've been conditioned to think this is a great, the world loves us. Well, the world, be careful when the world loves your Jesus, because they don't want to repent. And when you ask them to repent or give up sin, all of a sudden now, you know, there's something wrong with you. So we need to warn, and we've been warning, of false teachers, false prophets, and evangelists, evangelical celebrities. What are they? They're Trojan horses. Evangelical celebrities and all these false apostles and prophets are Trojan horses to destroy the church from within. These false leaders need to be unmasked. Why? To expose who they really are. Who are they? Enemies of the cross. Let that sink in. Enemies of the cross. Teachers that turn us from the truth to a false revival with a false gospel, false evangelists, false converts, the tares. The Bible talks a lot about the tares, right? False joy, false hope. So this has been mixing. And it's a time of great shaking, but it's a time for people to really come back to their first love. Come to Jesus. Forget about serving and worshiping a party, a person, a church. Come back to loving Jesus for yourself, your own personal relationship with him, and thank God if you have friends that also see this great deception that we're in. The Bible references in 1 Kings 18 where the children of Israel mixed their worship of God with pagans and pagan spirituality. We are seeing this, and we're going to see it on a huge scale in the next coming year, I believe. We've talked about Gnosticism. We've been infiltrated with Gnosticism, worshiping of angels, encounters, adding to the Bible, taking away from the Bible. All these things have been Trojan horses in the midst of Christianity. Worshiping of angels. An angel comes and tells me this and tells me that, and oh, Jesus showed up 17 times to me today. Ridiculous. I mean, this is the gospel that's being preached. It's experimentation. It's thinking you're going somewhere when you really probably are connected to another spirit from another dimension, and you think you're hearing from God, and so you need to repent and not seeking voices, not seek what they're telling you to seek, but go back to the Bible instead of having all these experiences you're thinking that have really led people nowhere. They think they're going somewhere and they haven't left their room. The great delusion that displaces God with what? With self. This is what we see in our Trojan horse churches. or God is to serve man. And let me give you a quote. And unfortunately, this was a friend of mine. He's passed away now, but I'll just say Bahamas, and you might know who he is. But the prayer, he says, quote, "Man, prayer is man giving God permission or a license to interfere in earth's affairs. A human must give him access. God can only do what you permit him to do." Yeah. That is absolutely ridiculous. Another word of faith guy, he said, "God has the power to take life, but he can't. He's bound. You choose when you die, and you choose you choose when you live, and you choose when you die." Unfortunately, I've been around people that believe this, and when someone's dying, they said, "You could choose to live longer, you know," like it's your choice. And they've been conditioned, brainwashed to think they can determine when they're going to die. And this guy so-called went to heaven in some kind of a box car. So yeah, we really put a lot of weight in that guy, right? Big, huge, famous preacher. Now Matthew 7:15, he says, "Beware of false prophets, false teachers, false leaders, which come to you." They're not going to come to you looking like a wolf. Woof, woof. They're going to come to you in sheep's clothing. They're going to come like an angel of light. They're going to come with good. They're going to say the things you want to hear. That's why this is a day we have to be so discerning. And we have to make sure that we're not following false teachers. They come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly, they're serving another god. Inwardly, they're there for an agenda. Inwardly, they have been planted as a Trojan horse to take you away from Christ. What do you think the whole Luciferian thing is? It's Antichrist. And there are many Antichrists around. The Bible, even when it was written, it said the Antichrist was there, the systems. Well, how much more today are we experiencing these wolves? They claim divine inspiration, or they claim they speak for God. They claim they are anointed, or they make similar claims for evil ends, for agendas, to push the sheep into deception, to push people in different ways. Instead of speaking truth, they speak lies. And sometimes what's hard is they speak truth with the wrong spirit, like this person here in Acts. They speak truth, but there's a wrong spirit behind it. Don't listen to their dreams. Don't listen to their promises. Some of you are just hooked up to iPods that, what are they going to say today? What's the Lord saying today? And people are addicted to these false prophets for a word. They're imitators. They're double-minded, or they double-speak. They're angels of light. God warned us about this in Matthew 24. "Take heed that no man deceive you. In the end times, perilous times shall come, but the biggest issue is going to be spiritual deception." What are false leaders? They are traitors in disguise. Controlled opposition. Now, I want to talk about controlled opposition. I've experienced this. I experienced this in the churches. And some of you don't know, I was in the background with a lot of big-name preachers, been in a lot of their houses, been a part of this, and I think that's why I'm supposed to expose it. But I learned about controlled opposition there. It's very easy for me to see it now in politics. Because I refuse to get to one side or the other, I take the side of a Christian and I look and I see the playing and I see the mind games and I see the controlled opposition. And I got introduced to a very famous person that was controlled opposition. How can you tell? How did I tell? Because the way they preach, wonderful, actually this was a radio person, but they a big following, wonderful utterance. I mean, just amazing reporter and all that. But there was no holiness. By their fruits, not by their giftings, but how do they live? And I'm not saying someone doesn't mess up and they sin. We've all sinned and all that. But there was something different about the spirit of this person. There was a deception. It was a wolf in sheep's clothing. And I discerned it and I backed away. And boy, I tell you, once you start coming out of these things, you can see it. And you can see the controlled opposition. This was someone pretending they're Christians, but they had another agenda. And I would listen to certain preachers and then I'd hear the agenda. What are they pushing for? Who do they want? There always is an agenda, but they speak truth. And this is what we have to understand. We're in a war. And the devil wants your mind. And he wants you deceived. It's harder and harder to find people that don't have agendas to push. So we're going to talk about controlled opposition. First, we have to remember we're in a spiritual war. And unfortunately, we're not going to get out of it. We were born into it. We were born into a matrix. And we're going to live and die in it. This is the world that we live in. And we have choices to make. We choose which kingdom you want to serve. And the enemy now is calling us all to unite. Remember, those two kingdoms cannot unite. They can't evolve. Now, Vladimir Lenin said the best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. The best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. Right. Controlled opposition is a protest movement that is being led to trick and overcome their enemies, pretending, deciding to be, I can't even read my own writing. They're pretending, deceiving to be on that side. So here's what they want to do. They want to divide and conquer. So then they have a person on the inside that pretends to be on that same movement. But that way they can control what's going on in that movement. They can decide how far it's going to go. And they'll let it go a little ways, but it'll never go as far as it should go because their people are leading it. Now, if you understand, look at any spy 007 movies, all that. They've always had an insider that's always letting them know what's going on, right? That strategy of war. So we have to know we're in a war. There's controlled opposition. I was the most naive person in the world. I thought if you're a Christian, everybody was wonderful. We all love each other. We all just need to get along. And then I started seeing other things. I started seeing, wow. A lot of these preachers are in it for the money. Many people are abusing people. Many people are deceived. It's another whole... Most of my life was messed up in the church. Can I just be real? Trying to just serve God. I just wanted to serve the Lord. So let me say, we're in a war. Controlled opposition. Here we are. It's used throughout history. And guess what? It's used today. It works so well. This tactic known as controlling the opposition is the best way to win a battle. Control your opponent's movements. Through the power of money, they're able to remain in the background and at the same time control what's happening next. One thing I like to think of is the Wizard of Oz. Think of that Wizard of Oz, behind the man behind the curtain. Never saw the man behind the curtain. Well, we also have men behind the curtain, and that's another whole message. So controlled opposition, merchants of the earth, who are they? They're the guys that are controlling that shouldn't be. But God's got them. It's not a good ending for them. Controlled opposition puts their puppet people. You have to understand, people are placed in certain positions. They are selected in certain positions in the limelight. And how are they put in these positions? Huge propaganda. When something goes viral, why is it going viral? Because they want it to go viral. An organization is formed with their men in leadership positions, which is then held up to the public as the opposition. Do you see how controlling this is? Do you see how deceptive this is? There's a lot of good people in movements they think are good, but they're being controlled by an agenda and by controlled opposition. That's why I say don't be pawns in the game. Don't be set up for them to use you. Is it persons of interest or people of interest? Person of interest was a good series that showed how you thought you were serving one thing and they were really controlling all the opposition, and then they killed them and said thank you for your service when they were done using you for the greater good. That has not stopped. We are in a war. So they make them go viral. They get a platform. The purpose of controlled opposition is to destroy the enemy within and control from the inside. The result, movements really go nowhere. How come nothing ever happens? How come we've got this guy saying this and that, but nothing ever changes? Controlled opposition. They own the chessboard. Movements really go nowhere, only so far down the rabbit hole. It's a matrix. They go on and on and on with nothing happening. nothing changing. Nothing's being accomplished. Why? Because of the man behind the curtain. Division happens. Divide and conquer. Are we there yet? Controlled oppositions are traitors in disguise. Their purpose is to keep people divided. Their energy and their money siphoned off. And ensure these movements never accomplish much of anything. They've been guided into defeat by the very one they should be fighting. But they're deceived because they're being controlled by a puppet that's leading them down the wrong direction but saying the right things. The same thing that happened in the book of Acts. Do you see? We still have the same enemy they did there. For some reason, we think we're in America. Nothing's going to happen to us. Yeah, God loves America more than the other people. Nothing bad's going to ever happen to us. That's deception. This is a world order we are coming into. They want a new republic. All governments have to come down for the rise of what? The Antichrist system. Huh, don't you wish this was just a dream? Take heed that no man deceive you. Take heed that no man deceive you. Don't put your trust in man. Keep your trust in the Lord. Remember, the best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. I want you to memorize that. The best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. And of course, they disguise their puppets, so they think they're not really leading you in a bad way. This is a strategy of war throughout history, and it is still today. Look at Judas, shown in scriptures, how this works. He compromised himself for money. We're told not to take bribes. Some people get in positions and they want money. They'll do anything. Then they get blackmailed and bad things happen. Throughout the Bible, we see the love of money, the love of it. They sell themselves out for money. He sold out. But then what happened? He hung himself. Money wasn't good then, was it? Because he violated his conscience. He did something and he thought that was good, and then he didn't really think they were going to go after Jesus, probably. Who knows the deception he was under? But deception causes you, when you fold, you're divided amongst yourself. My heart's telling me this and my head's telling me this, and he hung himself over it. Double-minded. And he got seduced. Another thing I want you to know is the system, we're in a beast system, always needs an enemy. Right now we have an invisible enemy. They can do whatever they want under the umbrella of an invisible enemy. Laws can be changed. Nations can do this and that. It's the worldwide umbrella to bring in the Great Reset. They even have a book on it telling you that themselves in their own words. The system always needs an enemy. They infiltrate a group and use their agents to control their opposition from the inside. History shows control the opposition by leading it with a wolf in sheep's clothing from the inside. This is war strategy. The best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. I want to keep hammering that. This controlled opposition strategy is used in the truth-telling movements. Well, I thought they were telling truth. They have agents there too. That's what I found out firsthand. I ran into an agent. How did you know? I can't tell you, but it was very unholy, the things that was going on in this person's life. Churches, they follow false teachings and politics. You cannot, well, I'll save that. Why does it seem like nothing changes? I want to repeat this over and over. Controlled opposition. Well, I thought we were really doing good. How come it went nowhere? How come it went nowhere? Giving the controlled opposition a platform, they're funded. Just like Judas. Judas got deceived. They gave him money. They funded him. They get things done through funding people. That way they control how far down the rabbit hole they will let you go or see. Some politicians are never Christians until they run for office. Amazing. controlled opposition. This strategy is as old as the hills. War games, spy movies. Hitler loved to do this. Always use the strategy of the other side attacks them. They'd attack themselves and blame it on someone else. Or show them they're not with them. If they attack themselves, well, you see, we have an enemy. In war games, you have to have an enemy. Movies pretend to get arrested so the gangs, you know, the insider, well, you better arrest me so the gang doesn't think I'm with you. There's always a game being played, and there's always seduction and lying going on. The attack from the other side gives credibility to the infiltrator. They're attacking me. They're attacking me. They've become a martyr. No, they're the chaos system right there. Classic strategy that works to get laws passed. There must be an enemy. There's got to be chaos. They cannot make major transitions in this world without an enemy. You need someone to hate or someone to blame. Don't we see this in our nation today? People either hate this person or love this person. People are more divided than we've ever seen in our lives. Today, we have this invisible enemy that makes changes possible. I've been talking about this for a while. They could never do what they're doing without an enemy. Now we have a conservative enemy, so they can transition their agenda. They couldn't do it without an enemy to cause chaos. Order out of chaos. We must understand our enemy, his plans, his schemes. He's a deceiver. This is how controlled oppositions work. The merchants of the earth control the other side and then assist with the takedown of the side they're pretending to be a part of. Can I say that again? This is my own definition. This is how controlled opposition works. The merchants of the earth, the kings of the earth, Psalms 2, whoever you want to call these people, you'll never know their names probably, you'll never see them. They're the puppet masters. The merchants of the earth, the Bible calls them, the kings of the earth, they come against the Lord and his anointed, right, in Psalms 2. The other side, then they assist with the takedown of the side they're pretending to be a part of. They now have authority to silence any voice they deem as dangerous. They don't have to attack every little thing now. They can just come and say, you're a conservative. You're a terrorist. Do you see the plan? I don't know if that's going to happen or not, but we'll all watch and see. The only voices and opinions are the ones that you're allowed to hear. That's what fact-checking is. That's what censorship is. It's not our opinion, then you can't say it. For community guideline rules. Opinions contrary to the mainstream will not be tolerated. This sounds like Hitler, doesn't it? Ever wonder why nothing changes? Has your tax ever went down? Have your utility bills ever went down? Has anything ever changed? Really? No matter who gets in? Two words. You tell me. Controlled opposition. 2 Thessalonians 2:11, a delusion, a deluding influence, so they will believe what is false. Why? Refuse to love the truth and be saved. When you really get born again and you're saved, you know you have an enemy. And you know he's the god of this world. And you know there's a kingdom of light and the kingdom of darkness, and they're not going to merge. That means war. We're not attacking anyone. We don't hate anyone. But they're forcing their beliefs on people. Remember I talked about the god of forces? You're forced. It's forceful. You have to do this. You have to do this. And why are they going to be in this delusion? They reject the truth and they believe a lie. They abandon faith and they follow deceiving spirits. 1 Timothy 4:1. They reject the truth and they prefer lies. Even when you tell people the truth, they don't want to believe it. Why? They live in deception. I'm going to close with this. And I don't know, I'd give credit to some of this guy who wrote this article, but I'm only taking parts of it, but I don't have a name. Many public persons are not who they pretend to be. We just watched a show about a senator. Oh my, that senator was not who he pretended to be. How easy it is to create a certain image in the public eye. What we are being witnessed of through mass and even a greater part of the alternative media is mainly, if not all, staged, controlled, or corrupted. Controlled opposition is a term coined to refer to psychological operations or psyops that are meant to control the mind of the masses and manipulate them mentally and emotionally. It works as a double layer bluff. Psyops and controlled opposition. Such oppositions were led and planned way ahead of time, are designed to keep the masses enslaved, distracted. When things are going on, always on the news, I'm like, what's really going on? Because they said that they failed in Germany, but this time they were going to have more circuses. I think we're in a circus. Circuses, bread, that means give you more money. Mysteries, more Bigfoots and that kind of stuff, just get distracted, and miracles. Now this thing we're getting is miraculous, just a miraculous discovery. Remember, we're in war, people, and God wants you to have your mind intact and not be controlled, not be gaslit, not be lied to, or controlled by any leader, pastor, pope, anyone. Think for yourself. And what this mass media has done is pushed you in one box or the other box. Well, guess what? We're not in any box. We've been bought with a price. We belong to Christ. We're not just pushed into this. And a lot of people don't even believe in that box. They were like, well, I'd rather have this box than that box. But you didn't choose either box. It was forced upon you. And you only had two boxes. I like to color outside the lines. So you have to understand how warfare works. You have to understand how control opposition it works. It needs an enemy, or it can't pass their laws without an enemy. Because they have to use fear porn, because people won't do things unless they're afraid. They're going to die now, you know. So the devil always uses fear, pushes fear, forces fear upon you. God said, I haven't given you a spirit of fear, and God's not confusing. Amen. This invisible enemy, if you stand up, you can get it, but if you sit down, you won't get it. It doesn't even make sense. It's deception. All of this is deception because why? New laws are being passed because there's new plans being implemented. We can't change it, but we can see it. So it's planned way ahead of time, and I'm almost done, designed to keep the masses enslaved, distracted, and looking away from the root of the problems, molding public opinion. Indeed, these are highly sophisticated disinformation projects relying on easily predictable responses, fear. So they create a chaos, a problem, then we react, and then they have the solution, which the solution was what they wanted all along, but without your fear, they couldn't have done it. Without controlling you, it wouldn't have passed. So they have to create someone you either love or hate, so you can divide over who you love and hate. Create chaos. Indeed, these are highly sophisticated disinformation projects. They rely on easily predictable responses using predictive programming and designed to spread false information. You know what? It's going to be hard in these days to know what truth is. Amen. Because this person will say this, this one will say this. They contradict each other. They fight each other. This has never happened in history the way it's happening now, because there's a big agenda being planned. There's something big happening, and I think we all know something big is happening. Using predictive programming and designed to spread false information in order to influence what? Public opinion. They got to get the masses. They got to get the masses to think a certain way and respond a certain way, so they are like sheep to the slaughter. It's based on the principle that the best way to control opposition is to lead it ourselves. We put our person in that position. I don't care if it's in the church or wherever it is. And we can control everything that's happening through our main man. Psyops are also a perfect way to divide the truth community. Distract people with unsolvable arguments. You just fight and fight and fight, and you go to meetings, 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 and nothing ever gets resolved. Yeah. And discredit conspiracy researchers. There's some good people that are really smart, but guess what? They've been silenced. A closer look at how mind control works can also help perceiving the constructive narratives of controlled opposition. It is also very much linked to the Hegelian dialect, problem, reaction, solution, that wants a certain solution to be voted for, and that might even be at the root of the creation of the problem in the first place. Controlled opposition networks are related and back up each other. One often finds good-hearted people in these dark agendas. So what happens? They mix truth with lies. We go back to X. What do we see? We see someone speaking the truth. Well, what's wrong with that? They're saying the right things. Amen! Wrong spirit behind it. What the majority of agents, we'll call them agents, you can call them whatever you want, of such operations are saying is often true. Yet the nature of the knowledge they are conveying is serving agendas and kept hidden from the public. Oh, I just love this. We're going to be more transparent. This administration is going to be the most transparent you've ever seen. The movie we were watching last night, same thing. The guy said, I'm so transparent. He got busted. Oh my, he didn't want to be transparent. He was lying like a rug. They kept hidden from the public eye and that are not serving the interests of humanity. Remember, we have an enemy loose. And unfortunately in our churches, we weren't taught about the enemy. We were taught how great we were. My words are so powerful. I can control the weather. I can have whatever I want. I can have whatever I say. You're not even being taught who the enemy is. You aren't finding out what's going on in the world. You don't understand about how warfare really works. Nothing. You don't know anything about history. Because nobody ever talks about anything negative. I mean, you can't have negativity because I need positive energy around me. And if you're negative, I just don't have time. Well, you're in for a real rude awakening, Mr. Positive. Used as baits to seduce an audience into believing the deception. Most of these agents reveal only what is allowed for them to reveal in terms of secrets. In closing again, they always laugh at my mini closings. Let's keep in mind real whistleblowers or people who are real in this world are being persecuted, neutralized, and silenced. They're not going to go viral. They're not going to have big platforms. They're being shadow banned. They're being taken down. They're being censored. They also face death threats. They're being taken out of the picture. Deceivers also pretend they're being targeted. The deceivers pretend they're being, oh, they're taking me down now. You got a little rest. And what happens to be a safe community? Everybody relaxes. It's got to be true. It's got to be. What happens? You let your guard down. You forget you're in the presence of a wolf in sheep's clothing. We've all been there. We thought they were telling us the truth. Oh, you went to heaven? I want to go too. You went in a boxcar? How can I go? Let's take a trip. Let's go to heaven. Well, he went to heaven. He saw Jesus. He's got to be telling the truth. I believed that for years and years and years till I studied and I went down that rabbit hole. Boy, there were days I went 14 hours at a time. I was just, I can't believe everything I've been taught's wrong. And I felt bad. I was a preacher preaching. I was friends with a lot of these people. It ripped my heart out when I found out a lot of these other preachers were part of the deception. I just wept. I was like, how can you not let this affect you when you realize these are controlled oppositions in our churches? It affected all of us. And some of your friends are still in them. One has to be cautious of anyone pretending to be an avatar or a teacher or a leader of some sort. Something else might be at work behind the veil. We're not here to be famous. We're not here to make money. We're here to serve the Lord. Amen. Amen? And that's what we're going to do in our final hours. We're going to preach the word. The Bible says the word shall be preached. Then the end shall come. And God, we just thank you for giving these YouTubes, wherever they need protection, we need protection. Because this is strategies of real warfare and of what's really happening in our lives and our ministries and churches and politics and all these other things. The devil really does not have any new tricks. He just uses the same one over and over, gets how people respond, uses fear, guilt, control, puts them under bondage. They think they have a savior. The savior fails them. Guess what? We have a savior. His name is Jesus. The people of this world are not going to save us. They have a new agenda plan. They want a new republic. They want a new brave new world. But you tell us about that in Revelations chapter 17. And everyone said? I just want to make a quick announcement that if you are subscribed to our channel, you'll probably be unsubscribed. I have been for a long time. I have to keep looking for it. Sometimes it comes, sometimes it doesn't. But if you ever get lost, just look under Roberta Morrison, YouTubes, and they all pop up, or livinginhispresence.org. We post them there. If you like it and share it, that helps it go up those rhythms and stuff. So we need your help to spread it while we can. We know the time is short, but we also know the Word of God is not bound. That was a good word. God's going to get it where He wants, and we want to not be deceived. We're not attacking anyone. We don't hate anybody. We just want to disconnect from all these circuses and trust God and lead people to Him and His Word in these end times. So help us. Thank you for helping us. We are just so grateful for you helping us. There's just no words. We're so appreciative. Our little YouTube audience has kept us going. You know, so much we could just say, and just thank you very much.
If you would like to see more messages from Roberta on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to her YouTube channel, Roberta Morrison. Hit the bell button to be notified of new messages from her, and be sure to check out her YouTube playlists for other messages that interest you. Go to the livinginhispresence.org website page and click on the messages button on the top center to go see her messages. There are free audio downloads of the messages available also. We are viewer supported. On the main webpage at the top right is a give button. Thank you for watching and see you next time.
Apart from you, we can do nothing. So we depend on you. You're the vine.